Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
That word alleluia from the Hebrew hallelujah rings out this day as we celebrate. For the last 70 days prior to the setting of the sun last night, our alleluias have been buried. Buried as we remember the 70 years of the Babylonian captivity. For 70 years, God's people of Judah were held captive by Babylon as a punishment for their wickedness, for their turning away from God over and over and over again. Finally, the magnificent temple built by King Solomon was destroyed. So since Septuagesima, 70 days before Easter, we have remembered those 70 years. But last night, once the sun set, the third day began, and we began our celebration of our Lord's resurrection. Alleluia rings out again, a word that we have yearned for. Praise the Lord, Yahweh, Jehovah, I am. All praise and glory to Him. We stand in a very stark difference with the world today. Yes, the world that is Christendom celebrates. We celebrate the fact that he who was dead is alive. But the world has rejected it. The world has gone after false gods and idols made by the devil, the father of lies. The world, led by the devil, would want you to visibly show your sins, to celebrate and embrace your sins. But our Lord does something far more magnificent. Jesus took the sin of the world upon himself on his cross. There he hung to die for sinners like you and me. We acknowledge as Christians that we are sinners. We acknowledge that we cannot attain heaven on our own. And so we come before him with repentant hearts. We cry out, Lord, have mercy upon me. And instead of telling us to shout our sins throughout the world, he says, I have covered your sins. Throw off the filth that used to be yours and take my robe of righteousness. We heard those words in our epistle lesson. Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you are truly unleavened. For indeed Christ our Passover was sacrificed for us. Therefore let us keep the feast, not with the old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Your God separates your sins as far as the east is from the west. Your God covers your sins. You are a baptized child of God Almighty. And when he looks at you, he sees the righteousness of his Son. Though they were like crimson, they have made as white as wool and snow. That is why Christendom gathers to celebrate. That is why we ring out with our alleluias. We who should be dead, we who should be cast out, have been called and forgiven. As I was doing my devotions this last week, as I have done with multiple Sundays, I wanted to share just a couple of quotes from Walther's sermons for Easter, as he recognizes the reality that there are so many perishing in their sins and what God desires. He says, some people allow the fear of their debt of sin to deter them from receiving reconciliation with God. Others hinder themselves by loving sin and the world. To all of these, God's Son urgently calls, "Oh, be reconciled to God. You who want to remain God's enemies, what are you doing? How can you be unmoved by the greatness of the love God revealed for you through the death of his Son? Consider this. God did not need you, but even from eternity, he desired to draw you to himself and to save you. He foresaw your fall, and he decided beforehand to redeem you and to reconcile you with himself. You offended him, but he did not wait for you to come to him. He knew that if reconciliation depended on you to make the first move, you would never seek him. God the Most High, although he had been offended, took the initiative for your restoration by allowing his only Son to die for you. By this you are reconciled. Now his servants, with tears of love and sympathy, implore you to be reconciled with God. On the cross of the reconciler is written in large blood red letters, "Be reconciled." The blood that flowed from Christ's wounds on the cross calls, "Be reconciled." The cherubim cry out from the uncovered mercy seat, "Be reconciled." The dead who were resurrected from their graves cry, "Be reconciled." The cracking rocks thunder, "Be reconciled." The same invitation sounds from the mouths of all perfected spirits already taken up into heaven by the death of Christ. Woe to him who remains deaf toward these thousands of voices. Woe to him who despises the love that died for him. Woe to him who will not let go of his enmity against God and who accounts the death of God's Son as futile to him. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is the glorious end, not of Christ himself, but of all people. He did not suffer, die, and rise for himself, but for everyone. His suffering and dying were not for his own sins, but for the sins of the world. As the prophet Isaiah says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. When he rose from the dead, he no longer bore the form of a servant. He cast off the burden of sin and left it in the grave." This means that our sins have been removed from God's face. They are now eternally buried. Each Christian says, "What I have sinned, you have buried in the grave. There you have closed it. There is where it must also remain." Your God loved you so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the flesh to bear your sin, to hang upon a tree, and to die, so that you might be reconciled to the Father. There is the love of God. See him nailed to that cross. But I have good news. As I've already said, he has reconciled us. He separates us from our sins as far as the east is from the west. Today is the day to be reconciled. Today is the day to cry out for God's mercy, to come with a repentant heart and say, "Lord, I am a sinner. But I believe that Jesus Christ, your only begotten Son, has suffered death for me." And beautifully, he also points to the empty tomb. St. Paul writes, "If Christ had not been raised, then our faith would be in vain. We would be the most to be pitied. If we rested our eternity on whether or not this Jesus is who he says he is and rose just as he says he rose, if none of that is true, then we are to be pitied." The devil would have you believe just that, The devil would have you remain somber. The devil would have you turn inward and rejoice in your wretchedness. God desires you to rejoice in his perfect self. God desires you to rejoice in the fact that he has done everything to purchase you back to him. The devil thought that he had won on that day on Calvary. The devil laughed and sneered as Jesus died. But the devil does not get the victory. The devil does not win for eternity. As much as everything around us seems to rage, seems to mock, the Christian will have great joy today. Because Christ lives, we shall live. Neither death, nor life, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, can separate us from the love of God. Christ is King. He rules upon his throne for all eternity. We follow him. The devil is but a temporary prince of this world, to be cast into eternal hellfire with all those who reject that free gift. But for those who were perishing, for those who have heard the message of Jesus Christ delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit, for us we will rejoice. That is what March 31st this year is all about. The resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want you to walk away today remembering that joy, that it follows you every day this week, and that every Sunday that follows this, as it is a little Easter, will remind you of the joy that has been won for you by Jesus Christ. And as much as everything around you swirls and tries to get you to despair, remember these words. There are days and seasons where this life is hard and the world rages. But if we believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, that he is true God and true man, that he died on the cross for our sins, that he rose again the third day from the dead, that he ascended into heaven back to his throne, and that he is coming to judge the living and the dead, if you truly believe these things, and let them rule your lives, in the end, we win. We win for all of eternity because Christ has won the victory for us. The church sings. Jesus lives, the victory's won. Death no longer can appall me. Jesus lives, death's reign is done, from the grave will Christ recall me. Brighter scenes will then commence, this shall be my confidence. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.